Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, get ready to run. Don't have any time left. Can't wait another minute, I'm right here, ready to run.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Smart Split, a.k.a. The People's Show, a.k.a. my show, a.k.a. it's only my show because I don't care about any fans. Okay, yeah, I do. People that watch my show, we can watch wrestling. Not Smart Marks, because it's Smart Marks. I'm sorry, I don't talk about my words. Okay, how you doing, guys? I'm actually glad I was able to get up here and do the show. I actually didn't think I was going to be able to because, you know, I'm not feeling too good. And I want to take this moment to tell you guys something. I just learned that one of my great friends, one of my best friends in the whole world, I just learned that her father has cancer. So if you guys, wouldn't mind, I would like you guys to, whenever you can, take time, say a little prayer for her or something, you know, because she's really, really nice, and she's been through so much. She doesn't deserve all this. She's just getting a little bit more she can handle. She's even had suicide thoughts and everything, so she's so stressed out. So, guys, please keep her in your thoughts for me, please. She really means the world to me. I almost didn't think I was going to be able to come up and do the show tonight because, you know, like I said, not really feeling too good, and number two, I just learned that her father has cancer, so. But I'm here because I feel, you know, that I need to do the show, and I got to milk it. And got to try to tune out, you know, all the BS. And I'm not going to be, you know, as charismatic as I usually am, because, like I said, you know, I'm trying to keep it to the level because I'm my grandmother's health. But on to business. Let's go on to Daniel Bryan's face turn this past week on Raw. I mean, jeez. I mean, you could almost tell, I don't know if some of you could notice, but you could almost tell that his, you know, run with the Wyatts was not really going to, you know, last that long because, hey, you know, he was too over. He was too over, you know, the fans were really, really behind him, and I know the WWE's got some big plans for Daniel Bryan, but I didn't really think, you know, it was going to last that long. But, the point is, I think the whole thing with Daniel Bryan is probably just to happen to, I honestly don't know, really. I'm sorry, guys, I was talking about my ass right now. But, I guess we'll have to wait and see where it goes from here. But, another thing, am I the only person that's not really that excited for Dave Bautista's return? That honestly really does not care if he comes back or not? Probably. Because every fucking other fan is. With me, I really do not care. I've never cared about Dave Bautista. Okay, yeah, I did. But then I learned he's a big fat douche. He treats the fans like shit. And I'm not even going to get into Dave Bautista, but maybe he's not the same guy. Maybe his return will be good. Maybe I'll see him at FedEx Forum on March 10th, because that's when they're going to be in Memphis, Tennessee again. Maybe I'll see him on March 10th, and I'll probably give him some applause. I don't know. I'm going to try to be civil about Dave Bautista's return, but that doesn't mean I got to really look forward to his return. And, but no, really, who cares anyway? But I should be discussing the things that Smart Mark say. What am I doing? I want to read this Smart comic to you guys. That's what I call it, a Smart comic to you guys right now. As soon as I can find it. Let's see, where is it at? No, that's not it. see if it's here somewhere, guys. It's actually you know, really makes sense. It's just another IWC joke, another thing, you know, poking fun at these morons that we call smart marks. And as soon as I find it, I'll read the comic to you guys. Where is it? Because I saved this on my phone from Facebook. It's here somewhere. Okay, I was going. Oh, here it is, guys. All right. Let's see. How's it go? My freaking phone. Come on. Okay. All right. Let's see. Zoom in on this a little bit. All right. Back in the day, that's what it's called. Let's start with the year 2012 and go all the way to the year ancient Greece about professional wrestling. 2012. Rose Clay's on TV and the cloud go reads, "Somebody call my mama." And a father is sitting in his living room with his child watching professional wrestling, WWE professional wrestling. And he says, "Man, wrestling today is terrible. It used to be so much better when I was a kid." Now, let's go back to his era. Let's go back to the year 2000. And it has Stone Cold Steve Austin on the TV, and the cloud reads, let me hear a hell yeah. And it features another father with his child watching professional wrestling from back during the Attitude Era. You can't watch this garbage. What happened to the colorful, cartoony wrestlers that I grew up with? That's what the father is saying. And then we go back to his era, which is the year 1990, and the TV reads, it has a picture of Hulk Hogan on the television, and it says, "Say your prayers and take your vitamins, brother." And the father says, "He uses a leg drop. You wouldn't see that in wrestling I watched growing up." And then we go all the way back to ancient Greece. Wrestling sucks since they started making them wear clothes. Totally killed the sport. Excuse me, guys. But you guys get that right. The point of that whole cartoon is, if you're somebody that grew up in a certain era and you're saying, "Oh, my era was so much better than today's era," of course you're gonna think that. That was the era you grew up with. That's the era that you remember. That was the era you were brought up on. So of course you're gonna think that that era is better than today's era. And fast forward, and that's all the PG haters. I would like to remind all of you PG haters that might be listening to me and think I'm full of shit that wrestling has been PG since before the end of time. Even during the Attitude Era, wrestling was PG. It was only Raw that was PG-14. SmackDown was PG. Wrestling has always been about fun, family-friendly entertainment. If you don't believe me, do your research. Do some real, real strong research. I'm not going to find anything, but do some real strong research. Keep looking for it. And you tell me. Get professional wrestling back in the early 90s was PG-14 because it was not. You know how John Cena is, you know, marketing towards the kiddies nowadays? You know who else marketed towards the kiddies? Hulk Hogan. Well, John Cena is today's Hulk Hogan. John Cena today is the biggest star in professional wrestling. Just like Hulk Hogan back then was the biggest star in professional wrestling. Because what? Because of what? Little kids. And believe it or not, smart asses, little kids are what keeps the WWE's heads above water right now. It's those little kids that help to pay their bills. Not you stupid adults. Not me. I mean, I watch wrestling. I love wrestling. But I'm not really the type of demographic that they're trying to market to. You know what I mean? And I completely understand that. And even though we're not the ones they're trying to get the money from, they still try to find things to market to the adults, too. You know, like, for example, if you don't like John Cena, look at CM Punk. I'm not necessarily a Cena hater. I don't like John Cena, but it doesn't mean I gotta hate him. I love him. I respect him. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I have to hate him. You know what I mean? Because John Cena is not my type of character, and he really is not my type of character. I do admire how, you know, he marks his character because he's a role model for a young kid. However, John Cena is not my type of character, you know, because I'm not, you know, the 10, 11, 12-year-old little kid. I'm 23 years old now. Still watching professional wrestling. My characters are more of the likes of Randy Orton and CM Punk and Sheamus, you know what I mean? That's how you hate on logical grounds. That's called being reasonable. Now, if you guys, like, these people that say, "Who told us he can't wrestle? He needs to fucking die. I can't see him. He only does fucking 5 moves. He turned pro wrestling PG. Fuck you. Okay? Fuck you. You don't know shit about wrestling. You know shit about anything working. You know who the fuck you are, because you're probably listening right now. You're probably feeling some type of way about this when I say it. You're probably pissed off, so you know exactly who the fuck you are. Shut the fuck up. Now, excuse me while I say this to myself. And don't ask me why, because I can't. My show, I do whatever the fuck I want, so shut the fuck up. Ha-ha. All right, now. Do I think about what I was going to say next? The WWE Network, guys. Can you believe it? I cannot describe how excited I am about this WWE Network. I'm so stoked. I cannot wait for it. And how appropriate that I have a brand new LG 32-inch HD 1080p resolution television in the layaway right now. And by the time I get it out of the layaway, it'll be 4 days before the WWE Network debuts. And I also have a Roku to watch it on, and hopefully we'll have internet so I can get it, because I'm going to subscribe to the WWE Network, and I'm going to watch it. I'll happily pay the $10 each month. And I can't wait. I'm just really excited about this whole WWE Network. So I just wanted to extend a big thank you to WWE for such a great idea. I know you guys make these, you know, things, you know, solely for business purposes, because, you know, you're a business and you gotta make money. You know what I mean? I totally understand that. But still, I just want to thank you guys for it. You know, I truly hope it's going to be successful. I know it's going to be successful. Thank you guys so much for creating the WWE Network. Thank you guys so much for creating a place where I can go and catch up on Raw and SmackDown and maybe even Main Event and NXT from time to time if I feel like watching it, because I don't really usually watch those shows. I might even watch those when I get bored. And I need something to do. But WWE, for real, thank you guys. I cannot wait for it. February 24th, I'm counting down the days. It's on my clock. It's marked in my calendar. And I'm just really excited. I'm really, really excited about this WWE Network. I mean, are any of you subscribed to it yet? I hope. I mean, it's only that fucking month. Even some broke motherfucker with a dead-end job to afford this shit. I'm not saying I exactly have a dead-end job. I mean, I could be making more money. I mean, I make $11.90 working at FedEx. I mean, it's not exactly a minimum wage job, but I could still be making more. But I'm just really excited about the WWE Network. I can't wait. And really, you know, it's appropriate anyway, because, you know, the majority of people that, you know, watch their things are on the internet nowadays anyway. You know, there are people out there that need to understand you don't necessarily need cable nowadays. I mean, cable really, really is an option. Uverse, you know, Comcast, Dish, DirecTV, all those are an option. You don't necessarily need those to enjoy good quality TV. All you really need is the internet. So just do what I do. Do what I'm going to do. Go and buy yourself a Roku. Go turn any TV into a smart TV. But first, you got to have an HDTV. I'm just letting you know that right now. You got to have an HDTV. Go buy yourself a Roku or a Netgear streaming device. If you have the internet, look up to the internet. You'll be able to watch everything from Hulu to Vivo to live television, to CBS, to NBC, to including the WWE Network, iHeartRadio, all of that. Go subscribe to it. I'm suggesting it. I guarantee you, it will be the best thing that ever happened to you. But okay. And I'm really excited about the world. As far as the world, let's get on to the world. The Royal Rumble is in a couple weeks. And I am also really excited about it. I know there isn't some smart out there complaining about it. This is all I hear when I hear a smart market playing. No, you guys make these and buttheads sound like the smartest people in the world. You guys make these and buttheads look like Albert Einstein. I'm just saying. I'm fans of it. I'm a fan of the show. I love beeps and buttheads. So I would know. You guys make it like Albert Einstein. But, I think I've actually run into a bit of a closer buck with the Royal Rumble because the good news is, yes, the Royal Rumble will be happening. But for me, it kind of fucking sucks because it's on the same level as Grand. So I don't know what to do. I got to find a way to sort of double task it, watch both of them at the same time. Now, if I was still in my lunch house and we had internet, I would definitely be able to watch them both at one time, but I can't. Now, I was contemplating going to the Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the Royal Rumble pay-per-view, you know what I mean? But I'm thinking I might have to bring my laptop with me to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch a stream of the Grammys on the internet while also watching the Royal Rumble. I mean, oh my gosh, it's going to be hella confusing, but I don't know, you guys pray for me, all right? Yeah, I'm screwed. The Royal Rumble and the Grammys are both on the same night. I got my love for professional wrestling and my love for music on the same night. I got to pick one and try to watch them both. And both are very, very important nights. But, guys, if you guys have any ideas, please, you know, message them to me or tweet them to me at, you know, Chris F, all right? That's lowercase F. That's at lowercase X. Chris F, CHRISF, that's all caps, and another lowercase X. Once again, that's at lowercase X, Chris F, CHRISF, all that is in caps, and then another lowercase X. You can tweet me your ideas, you can follow me, you can tell me what you think of the show and how I'm doing it, and hey, help me get out there, you know what I mean? And hopefully, maybe I'll be on something special with this, but anyways, we're going to take a little break, and I'm going to play some music for you guys, and I'll be back momentarily. All right.
In all his willing things, living back.
I lied. I'm not going to work. But I am going to sing the song to y'all, try to kiss, because I have nothing better to do. Take a break from the rest of my notes for a little while. Just rock with me.
Baby, every day you're training to give a go. That's why your body's crazy. You're loving yourself faster than it's difficult.
Woo! You like that, Smart Marks? See, I can have fun. You guys can't have fun. You got to take everything serious.
Thinking about the shit you say, don't know why it gets to me. Can't find the more you know me, y'all. Come on, let's see the story, cause you think I
What is it, JC? Okay, enough of the music. All right, guys. I think I really should address this at some point before I go off here tonight. I'm sure everybody has heard about the unfortunate passing of WWE Hall of Famer and one of the greatest pro wrestling female performers of all time, you know, Mae Young. And, you know, it's, you know, as a wrestling fan, you know, you get used to, you know, seeing a lot of people die around you. But this is one of those deaths, you know, that's going to, that people are going to be, I think, going to be mourning about for a little while, you know what I mean? Because Mae Young was a tremendous classy, class A female, A-level performer, you know? I mean, she, there was nobody like her. I mean, she was entertaining from all angles. I mean, even after, you know, she retired and, you know, got old and, you know, and, you know, the old age hit her, she still continued to entertain all of us because she loved to do it. And, you know, I said in a post on Facebook earlier this week, you know, I'll never get a chance to, you know, that strong, that very, very strong. I've had the blessed opportunity to see her in person, you know, and just be in the same arena as her when Monday Night Raw went old school last year. You know, you guys remember the part where CM Punk came out and interrupted her birthday? Yes. I was in the front row for that. But, it kind of, you know, really irks me that I'll never ever get a chance to meet her, you know what I mean? Because it would have been such a huge blessed honor. You know, she was, like a lot of you say, you know, she was remarkable. One of the toughest women, you know, the professional wrestling business will ever know, and there will never be anybody else like her. I mean, she made us laugh. She made us pee ourselves so many times. She made us puke. She made us lose our lunch. She made us cry. No, there will never be anybody else like her. But let's look back on some of, you know, to try to, you know, see things in a more positive light, you know, to celebrate her. Let's talk about something, you know, Mae Young's best moments, you know, in the final moments of this show. You guys remember, this is one of my favorite ones. You remember when Chris Jericho was in the back bathroom, was in the back locker room, right? And he was, you know, having his problems with Trish Stratus. You know, they had a little bit of a storyline going on where they were supposed to be dating, and Chris supposedly was trying to sleep with her, and she found out about it, and she didn't have anything about it, and didn't want to have anything to do with him. So, one night Chris Jericho finally, you know, thinks he has her right where he wants her, and so he can talk to her. And he thinks that he has her in the shower, and she's in the shower listening to him talk and pour his heart out and say how he cares about her so much and wants to be in her life. And all the moments that they shared were real. But after all that, after he was done saying all that, he turns around to find out. First we hear her voice, and she goes, "Chris, I really didn't know you cared." Oh my gosh. Oh man, that moment was a trip, guys. And then he turns around to find out it was Mae Young in the shower. Oh my gosh. I really didn't know you cared. Oh, you want to see my puppy? Oh my gosh. Oh man. Oh my gosh. Mae Young. Oh man. God bless your soul, woman. You know, I hope you're making everybody laugh there in heaven, including the good Lord himself. And here's another moment. Let me see if I can think of another great Mae Young moment. The time where they had that show one night on Spike TV where they featured all the divas in lingerie, and she came out in a thong and a lingerie. Oh, my God, yeah. That was another memorable Mae Young moment, I think. I don't know if anybody really remembers that, but I do. Because they happened when I was 12 years old. What else is here? Think about what else do we have? You guys have any great Mae Young memories you guys want to share? I mean, hell, hit me up on Twitter and share them with me. Maybe I'll read them on the show next week. You know, like I said, I'll plug myself one last time before the show goes off the air, all right? But I'll give you guys my Facebook there and everything. But what about the time Mae Young made that WrestleMania movie trailer for WrestleMania 21 when the Fabulous Moolah was, you know, still around, you know, God bless her soul, too. And, yeah, you guys already know what happened when she came in. Opens her legs. Chris Benoit and Christian and Chris Jericho, they're all puking in the toilet. And the same, you know, and Mae Young is like, yeah! He's laughing. And then who remembers the time Mae Young appeared back in 2003 for Stone Cold Steve Austin and Eric Bischoff's pie eating contest at Bad Blood. And Stone Cold goes, now let me introduce to you whose pie you will be eating. And Mae Young comes out and she ends up, she's kissing all over Eric Bischoff, you know, doing seductive moves, him, you know, grabbing his ass and shit. And he ends up kicking him in the nuts. He falls in the turnbuckle. She pulls the dress off that she has on. And as Jim Ross said, she was wearing the world's oldest thong. The world's oldest thong. Yeah, guys, can you believe that? And then does the Bronco Buster on Eric Bischoff right in the freaking corner. Oh, man. I mean, but, now, those are some of the great, you know, memories of Mae Young that I have. And then back during the Million Dollar Tough Enough, when all the Million Dollar Tough Enough contestants had to make out with her for the Tori Wilson sex test. And think, and obviously, you know, you guys really should have known that something was going on when she decided that she was not gonna, you know, be able to make out with, they should have known that they were not gonna be able to make out with Tori Wilson, you know, because that's too good to be true right there. You know, that would be my wildest fantasy right there, would be able to make out with Tori Wilson, but that's too good to come true. That's way too good to be true, you know. I would probably have to jump through a bunch of barriers to be able to do something like that. But it ended up being Mae Young that night. And, yes, and I think it even included Ryan Reeves. If you guys don't know who Ryan Reeves is, he's Ryback. Mr. Feed Me More. 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 But those are some of my favorite great memories of Mae Young. You know, God bless her, God rest her soul, and I love you, Mae. Thanks for all the memories, and thanks for, you know, showing me, a younger fan, what the earlier generation was like, and showing all the people out there that an old woman at your age can still be strong like steel. And in closing to this show, this is a dedication to all Smart Marks out there. I would like to play this simply just to annoy the shit out of you guys. Yeah, you guys like that, right? I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.